Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and you, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in a guy who works opposite hours. I don't get to see him too much.
No.
And that is Rich Hurl, 1320 WILS News Director. Hi, Rich. Welcome to the station here in our studio at different hours.
I don't remember the last time I was here after 6 o'clock on a weekday, but good to see you again.
But you do work nights, and we ought to emphasize that for somebody who gets up at the hours you do, you're covering a lot of evening meetings, including Lansing City Council.
Lansing City Council is my weekly beat on Monday nights. There's another meeting tonight. Probably going to be a shorter night. There's not much on the agenda. Tonight's going to be one of those nights where council resolves into the Committee of the Whole, which they do on the first and third Mondays of every month. And there's really just one item on the agenda between those two meetings, and it's not anything really juicy. So what you're going to get at the meeting tonight is just a lot of public comment. A lot of it's probably going to be about the election tomorrow. So that's really what you can look forward to tonight if you make your way out to City Hall this evening.
The show that goes with the meeting, is that something you look forward to, or do you say, please, just get this over?
You know, it's a little bit of both. I think it depends on how the meeting is going. Like, if the meeting is dragging, then I'll say, okay, enough's enough. If it's a short meeting and there's not a whole lot going on, well, maybe there's a little something to look forward to. But, you know, it's still there, the entertainment factor. I'm not sure it's there quite as much as it was, let's say, a year ago, because there aren't quite as many as there was last year. And when I started here a year ago, it seemed like every Monday night, at least one of the regulars was being escorted out on a weekly basis. Nowadays, it's only happening every once in a while, but you still get, as you said, Jack, the show factor. It's still there, maybe not quite as much as it was in the past.
Well, you've done a lot of special packages with this election and had a chance to talk to a lot of candidates. What is the main impression that you've come away with?
Well, a lot of the candidates in these particular races, especially the judges' races, the ones that I personally focused on were the Eaton County probate judge and the Ingham County Circuit Court judge. And a lot of these candidates have pretty much the same backgrounds, the one difference being where they got their experience and where they came from. There are some who are lifelong Lansing City, Ingham County, Eaton County residents. And I think really what it comes down to is kind of like the gubernatorial race, name recognition. Mm-hmm. Just if you get your name out there, if you work hard, if you go door to door, you get all the brochures and stuff, if you will, in the mail, you've got a good chance of coming out on top, because without all the signs that are put out in the yards, which I also think makes a big difference, the voters aren't really going to recognize you. They're not really going to know who you are. Now, if you've been a lifelong resident, I think you have an advantage, because there's that likelihood that many people do recognize you and do know your history and do know your background. So I think it comes down to the name recognition, getting all the signs in the yards, mm-hmm. and just getting your name out in the mail, and even visiting if you have to.
Yeah, I got Jim Jamo show up at my door not too long ago, and I talked to him for a few minutes and had a good exchange. So I guess if you at least recognize the name, you may not have intimate knowledge of what the person stands for, but you can do a little checking. It doesn't take that mm-hmm. much. I would just encourage everyone to get out and vote tomorrow. And I'm not trying to be a civics teacher. I'm just saying that, do you want to determine who is making the decisions in your life from government, or do you want some joker next to you who you really don't have a lot of respect for to be making those decisions? And if you don't vote, then you really have no right to gripe.
You have no say in the matter if you don't vote. And as far as studying up on the candidates goes, in these days of technology, all the sample ballots, they're on the websites, like the Ingham County website, the Eaton County website. They're there. You can go on the internet, do Google searches of all the candidates. And so you got time. You got time to make an informed decision. And of course, obviously, there's the media. That's our job. We're supposed to help you out with all that as well. But there's a lot these days that you can get your hands on and to really know what's happening and know where these candidates stand on particular issues.
I think that you can do a pretty good job in 30 minutes online of figuring out what you need to know. Now, are you going to be able to write a book on these candidates? Absolutely not. Mm-hmm. But you're going to understand basically what makes them tick, what their principles are. And if you have some idea of what you believe, it doesn't take that long. It's not like you're asking someone to give up an entire weekend.
Yeah, and all the candidates, too, in addition to the sample ballots, you got all these candidates that have their own websites, and it's right there. All the links are there. They're the issues and their beliefs. They're there. You know, they're not shy about telling you how you feel. It's just, you know, just if you're looking it up, just do a Google search and type in the name, and there you go. It'll be the first thing that pops up.
Last question. We have about 40 seconds left, and you cover City Hall. If Virge Bernero is the Democratic gubernatorial candidate, what changes?
I don't think anything does for now. I think in November, if he wins the governor's race, then we got something to look forward to. I believe what happens.
What is it? Special election?
I believe that the council president has the inside
over.
Track. Aylin Robinson, and that would move Kathy Dunbar, the vice president, up to the president of the city council. So we'll see what happens there, and it could very well come down to this with the way Virgil Bernero's been progressing in this race.
Could be. Thanks so much, Rich. We appreciate it. We invite everyone to listen tomorrow morning to your reports.
All right. Thank you, Jack.
All right. We'll be back. George Perlis, the Kelly Perlis-Sekia Special Olympics golf outing, up next on Ebling and You.